right? So music tech, we all use music services, right?
Yeah.
But have you ever, like, thought about the actual tech behind it all?
The brains of the operation.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff that makes those personalized playlists and recommendations just appear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, we're doing a deep dive into that.
Okay.
Specifically, something for the developers out there.
All right.
The Cyanite Music Analysis API.
Cool.
You sent over some documentation on it.
Yes.
And it looks pretty cool.
It really is. I think it's like Spotify-level music intelligence.
Oh, wow.
But you can build it into your own platform.
Okay. Color me intrigued.
Yeah.
But let's back up a bit. I'm looking at this documentation here.
Okay.
And they keep mentioning ease of use for developers.
Mm-hmm.
What does that actually mean, like, in practice?
So imagine you're a developer building an app.
Okay.
And you want to integrate Cyanite's analysis.
Right.
They've designed this two-way API that's all about making that super smooth. So you can upload a track, Cyanite does its magic in the background, and sends you back all this analysis data within seconds.
Wow.
And the best part is your users won't even know Cyanite is involved.
So it's like having this secret weapon working behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Making the platform smarter without cluttering up the user experience.
Totally.
I dig that.
Yeah.
I also see they offer a free account for testing. Always a good sign.
Absolutely. Got to let developers kick the tires before they commit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they even encourage reaching out if you have, like, larger testing needs.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, they're really invested in supporting the developer through that integration process.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, something that caught my eye, they went with GraphQL over REST for this API.
Mm-hmm.
For our developer listeners who might not know, why would Cyanite make that choice?
That's a great question. So REST is like ordering from a set menu. You get what you get.
Okay.
But with GraphQL, it's all about customization. You can just grab the data you need, which makes your app faster and more efficient.
Right.
Plus, as you learn more about how users are interacting with your music features,
right,
you can easily tweak your data requests. It's flexible, which is super important in a fast-paced development world.
So it's less one-size-fits-all and more like, here's the toolbox, build what works best for you.
Exactly.
Got it. And they provide direct support to help devs through the integration, too.
Exactly. Having that human backup is really valuable, especially when you hit a snag or something like that. The documentation is great.
Sure.
But sometimes you just need to talk to a real person.
Of course, of course.
And they even have case studies of clients going from zero AI to fully integrated in a few weeks, which is pretty cool.
Okay, so now for the fun stuff.
Okay.
What can this API actually do?
Yeah.
I'm seeing mentions of AI-powered music tagging.
Yes.
Music similarity search, free text search.
Uh-huh.
Where do we even begin?
Let's focus on the tagging first, because that's kind of the foundation for everything else. We're not just talking about basic genre tagging here.
Uh-huh.
Cyanite uses AI to analyze the actual sonic qualities of a track. Think instrumentation, tempo changes, harmonic structure, stuff even a trained musician might miss.
Hold on. Are we talking like Shazam-level analysis here?
Even more granular. They can break down a track into 15-second segments.
Wow.
And tell you exactly what's happening in each one.
Wow.
And because it's based on the actual audio and not just metadata,
right,
you're getting incredibly accurate and nuanced tags.
Okay.
We're talking over 1,500 different genres and moods.
1,500 genres? That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I'm already thinking about the possibilities for organizing music libraries.
Yeah.
And creating hyper-specific playlists.
Totally. And that's just scratching the surface.
Oh, wow.
The API also lets you build features like similar track recommendations, mm-hmm, or even searching using natural language. Imagine a user typing, find me something that sounds like the guitar riff in this song.
Right.
And your app actually delivers.
Okay, so maybe not for this deep dive, but I need to hear more about that later.
Okay, for sure.
But for now, let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about all the cool things this API can do, but let's get down to brass tacks for our developer listeners. How does one actually integrate this thing?
Right.
What's the timeline, the process look like?
Well, from Cyanite's side, they say they can typically handle their part of the integration within a few days.
Okay.
But of course, building it out on your end, customizing it to your platform,
of course,
that takes a bit longer.
Right. I can imagine.
Yeah.
So we're talking about more than just plugging in a few lines of code here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They estimate about 2 to 6 weeks in total for a full front-end implementation.
Okay.
But think about it. In that time frame, you're potentially adding a whole suite of Spotify-level features to your platform.
Okay, that's a pretty compelling value proposition.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic. There's got to be more to it than just, hey, here's the API, go nuts.
You're absolutely right. There are practical considerations like cost, compatibility with different catalog management systems, and so on.
Right.
And luckily, the documentation you provided actually addresses a lot of these questions head on.
Perfect. So let's dig into those nitty-gritty details next.
Okay. Let's talk about how to actually make this work. So the first thing developers usually want to know is, how much does it cost?
Right. To the point.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a base fee of 290 euros a month.
Yeah. That's right.
But there's also a note about it varying based on catalog size
right.
and the features you use.
Exactly, yeah. They're not trying to lock everyone into the same rigid pricing.
Okay.
Which makes sense. A small indie platform has very different needs than, like, a major label's catalog.
Right.
So they encourage developers to fill out a type form to get a customized quote. It's like, tell us what you need and we'll figure out a price that works.
Okay, that's fair enough. Transparency is always good, especially when you're talking about, like, budgeting for a new integration.
Exactly.
But what about those of us who aren't starting from scratch?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of developers are working with existing catalog management systems.
Good point. And the FAQ actually addresses that directly.
Oh, good.
It turns out that Cyanide already has pre-built integrations with a bunch of popular systems like Cadenza, Box, Harvest Media, and a few others. So if you're already using one of those, you're pretty much good to go.
Okay. So that's a big win for those developers. But what about the rest of us? Say I'm using a less common catalog management system. Does that mean I'm out of luck?
Not at all. They actually highlight their integrations with Disco and Source Audio as examples of how they can adapt to different formats. So they basically say, hey, we're flexible. Reach out to us. Even if your system isn't on the list, let's talk.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
It shows that they're not just catering to, like, the big players. They're willing to work with developers of all sizes and technical setups. But you mentioned Disco. That's more for distribution, right? So it's not just about analyzing the music. It's about what you do with that data.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Remember earlier we were talking about catalog insights?
Yes.
That's a key part of Cyanide's offering.
Right.
And it ties into this whole integration aspect beautifully.
Right. I remember you saying that it was about analyzing your entire music catalog.
Yeah.
Not just individual tracks, but I admit, I'm still a little fuzzy on what that means in practice.
Okay, so imagine this. You're a developer working on a music streaming app.
Okay.
You've got thousands of tracks, and you're using Cyanide to analyze all of them.
Right.
But you don't just want to slap a few genre tags on each song and call it a day, right?
Of course not. You want to be able to use that data to create meaningful features and experiences for your users.
Right. So with Cyanide, you can use their API to tap into these catalog insights. This means you're not just analyzing individual tracks.
Huh.
You're analyzing the relationships between tracks.
Okay.
Identifying trends, finding gaps in your library, even understanding things like the overall mood or energy of your entire catalog.
Okay. Now that's starting to click, Shmae.
Yeah.
It's like, instead of just looking at individual pieces of a puzzle, you're suddenly able to see the whole picture.
Exactly.
And that can inform all sorts of decisions, right?
Exactly. Think about it. You could use these insights to personalize recommendations on a massive scale.
Right.
You could identify, like, up-and-coming subgenres that are gaining traction.
Yeah.
You can even use this data to make strategic decisions about what kind of music to acquire or license next.
So we're talking about using AI not just for music discovery.
Yeah.
But for, like, understanding your audience and making data-driven decisions about your platform's direction.
Yes.
That's powerful stuff.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to what we were saying earlier about Cyanide's focus on integration. It's not just about giving you the raw analysis data. It's about giving you the tools to make that data actionable and truly integrate it into every aspect of your platform.
Now, speaking of action.
Yeah.
I know we're focusing on the integration side of things today.
Right.
But before we wrap up, I have to ask. You mentioned those other features.
Yes.
Like similar track search and free text search.
Yeah.
Those sound seriously cool.
Yeah.
What's the deal with those? Give me the highlights. I want to know what kind of crazy music features I could be building with this API.
Okay. Well, the similar tracks feature is pretty straightforward. You feed the API a track, either an audio file or even a YouTube link.
Wow.
And it analyzes the audio to find other songs in your catalog that have a similar vibe. But here's the kicker. it can compare like specific sections, like a chorus to a verse. So
hold on, are you telling me I could build a feature where users hum a tune and my app finds matching songs?
That's more the realm of audio fingerprinting technology, which Cyanite doesn't specifically focus on, but their free text search is still pretty impressive.
Right.
It uses natural language processing, NLP, to understand these complex search queries.
Okay.
So instead of users having to fiddle with drop-down menus or use exact keywords, they can type something like, find me upbeat indie pop with female vocals from the 2000s.
Okay, that's seriously cool.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. Ease of use, the integration process, those crazy powerful analysis features.
Yeah.
Even those extra goodies like similar track search and free text search.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's worth circling back to the bigger picture for a moment.
Okay.
What does all this mean for developers? Why should they be excited about the Cyanite API?
I think this is where it gets really interesting. The Cyanite API is, in essence, democratizing access to this powerful AI music analysis technology.
Okay.
It's no longer a tool that's just reserved for the big players.
Right.
Any developer, regardless of their budget or technical expertise, can now build platforms with these sophisticated music intelligence features.
Right. It's leveling the playing field.
Exactly.
Empowering creators of all sizes to build truly engaging music experiences.
Yeah.
Imagine a future where any platform, from niche music communities to independent artists' websites, can have the kind of search, discovery, and recommendation features we've come to expect from giants like Spotify.
Precisely. And that's why this deep dive has been so fascinating. We've gone beyond just exploring an API. We've delved into the potential of this technology to reshape the way we interact with music online.
All right. So as we wrap up, what's the key takeaway for our listeners today?
If you're a developer working with music in any capacity, the Cyanite API is definitely worth checking out. It's a powerful, flexible, and surprisingly accessible tool that can really unlock a whole new level of music intelligence for your platform.
And for those who want to dive deeper, we highly recommend checking out the full API documentation. We've included a link in the show notes.
Yes, definitely check it out. But before we go, I want to leave you with one final provocative thought. We've talked about how this technology can empower developers.
Right.
But what about the end users?
Okay.
What if, in the future, we don't even need dedicated music platforms anymore?
Okay, now you've got me thinking.
Imagine a world where any website, app, or even social media platform could seamlessly integrate these music intelligence features.
Wow.
You could be reading an article and discover new music.
Right.
You could build a playlist based on the mood of a video game.
Okay.
Or even find similar tracks playing in the background of a live stream.
Wow, that's a future I want to live in.
Yeah.
Music discovery just becoming an organic part of our online experience rather than something confined to specific platforms.
Exactly. The Cyanite API is just one piece of the puzzle, but it really hints at a future where this music intelligence becomes ubiquitous, seamlessly woven into the fabric of the internet.
And with that mind-blowing thought, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.